Hello, everyone. I'm Marina Lalović. I'm a Serbian journalist living in Italy. I work for the radio station Radio 3, Radio Televisione Italiana. I would have to ask a question to Ms. Piri regarding the Turkey. I would like to underline one, on my opinion, very important thing, because in terms of, in reference to Charlie Hebdo case, if I'm not wrong, Cumhuriyet, one of the oldest Turkish dailies, was the only newspaper publishing, actually, the cartoons of Charlie Hebdo on January 14, just 1 week after the massacre on the newsroom of Charlie Hebdo. A couple of days ago, we registered that some of the dailies, I don't know specifically which one, was publishing on the front page the recipes, like a kitchen recipes, in order to fight the kind of course, censorship, which is like a leitmotiv of the journalism in Turkey, as you referred as well. So my question in that case is whether European institution, and in this particular case, European Parliament, does something to support this kind of a maybe small steps, but the huge one in terms of the Muslim world. Another question is for Mr. Weigel, which I'm very interested to know today. You said it was much easier before to be a journalist when you were a journalist. So my question, if I understood well, so my question is, it's a kind of a dichotomy in terms of also all the media and social media possibilities that we have nowadays. How come it was easier, and how come now we are more living the censorship on a daily basis when we, paradoxically speaking, have more means to express ourselves? Thank you so much.